So my name is Dave Bright, and I'm the president of Kenai Peninsula Education Association.
Now, it's a beautiful spring morning, but that's not the only reason that we've got teachers out here by Mountain View this morning, right?
No, we're out here advocating for full funding for education. Well, right now the Senate is proposed a 5% cut to education. In a perfect world, we would have adjustments to inflation. We're not asking for that this year. We're seeing the climate of the state, and we're just asking for what we got last year rather than cutting us. The status quo budget from last year means we need to cut 7 teaching positions from the district. We're not happy or excited about that, but the price of oil is low and the state's in a deficit. But the proposed 5% cut would mean over 50 teachers would not be coming back next year.
And that's, what sort of, you think 5%, you go, oh, you know, 5%, how bad can that be? But when you put it in terms of the jobs that are there or not there based on that 5%, what kind of an effect does that have in the classroom?
It would increase class sizes. And it's important to point out as well, this is not a new trend. We've been facing this for the last few years. Our district alone has cut roughly $8 million in the last 3 years. So we've already picked the low-hanging fruit, you know. And I give our administration credit because they have reduced their ranks significantly. There are less desks in the district office than there were 2 years ago. And that's noticeable. So we're looking at cutting everything. I mean, we're looking at trying to do energy improvement. We're looking at trying to, you know, not impact the classroom as much as possible. And I think the administration and the school board has done a great job not harming the classroom. But at this point, it has to go to teachers and support staff because that amount is just too much for us to swallow. And it's also worth mentioning that a 5% cut to the formula funding affects how much the borough can contribute to the school district. So 5% becomes closer to 7%.
Right. That's an aspect that I think maybe people who don't pay a ton of attention to it don't pick up on is that the local funding there, the borough could put more in if they were allowed to.
Yeah, and actually the borough assembly's meeting tonight talking about education funding, so I think there will be a few of us there advocating as well.